Greetings, Tim Hendel and the Sea Crane Company welcome you to an audio tutorial on the CC Skywave Radio SSB. Some of you may have heard the term Skywave. It represents an older version of this radio from Sea Crane, but you may notice the letters SSB, and that probably tells you that this radio is able to receive single sideband. The previous Skywave was not. This radio can receive the AM and FM standard broadcast band, the seven channels of NOAA weather radio in the 162 megahertz range, shortwave from 1711 to 29999 kilohertz, and that means pretty much any frequency that is available on the shortwave broadcasting band, and it can receive the domestic air communications band between planes in the air and ground towers on around 120 megahertz. This is not a reading of the manual. This is an audio tutorial made by a blind person, Tim Hendel, pretty much for the use of blind and visually impaired people, or for anyone who prefers learning how to use the radio by listening to audio. This is not a reading of the manual, but if there's anything that doesn't agree with the manual, probably you should assume that the manual is correct, or you should contact Sea Crane. However, I am changing the order of some of the things that are covered from the order in the manual, changing them to something that I think is more user-friendly for an audio user. Whenever I get a new radio, I like to have somebody just read me what's written on the buttons, and then leave me alone to just take off and try things. And if you're that kind of a user, we will begin by telling you what all the buttons are called. There will, however, be explanations later on for those of you who are more of a newcomer to this kind of radio. If you lay the radio on its back with the antenna facing away from you, you'll feel that on the left is a circle. That circle is the speaker. On the right, toward the top, is a smooth display. And most of the buttons are below this display, with a couple of exceptions in the upper right-hand corner. The button in the upper right-hand corner is power on, power off, also sleep. The smaller button right below it is AM versus FM. Notice you don't get to the weather band or shortwave with this button, only AM versus FM. On the left of the bunch of buttons, in other words, the first vertical row of buttons that you come to, going toward the right from the speaker, are four buttons. The top button gives you these extra bands, weather, shortwave, and aircraft. The second button switches between single sideband and AM. We'll have more to say about that later. The third button switches between upper and lower sideband. And the bottom button is fine-tuning on single sideband. Again, we will have much more to say about single sideband as we go along. In the column we just talked about, when the radio is turned off, the second button in the column switches the clock display between 24 hours and 12 hours. The third button sets the time, and the fourth button sets the alarm. This is done with the radio off, and we'll cover this later. On the main keypad, you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Under the 8 is a 0. Under the 7 is the button that on your telephone is usually referred to as star. And under the 9 is the button that on your telephone is usually referred to as pound. Some of the number buttons have extra functions which you don't need to worry about for now, but we'll just tell you. The number 5 button switches between radio and beeps when you're using the alarm. The 0 button switches between 10 kilohertz and 9 kilohertz spacing on AM or medium wave. This is only useful if you go to one of the countries in Africa or Europe or Asia where AM stations are 9 kilohertz apart rather than 10. The number under the 7, which we might think of as star, is bandwidth. We'll talk about bandwidth when we talk about shortwave. Also, you can recharge batteries. Caution, do not try to recharge regular alkaline batteries, only NiMH, nickel metal hydride batteries, which you can purchase from C-Crane. The number that is under the 9 is meter bands. Also on FM, it switches between stereo and mono, only when you're listening with headphones. To the right of the 3, 6, 9, and pound buttons is another column of 4 buttons. The top button is frequency. That button is going to be used very often. Next is page for your memories or tone control. Next is the light and the automatic tuning system. Those buttons you won't be using very much at the beginning. The bottom button of the right-hand column is lock. This is a very important button. If you mistakenly hold this button, you'll hear a beep and your radio is locked. That means absolutely nothing works except the volume control. If you hold it again for 2 seconds, you'll hear a beep and then the radio is unlocked. It's very useful to be able to lock your radio if you're carrying it in a purse or in your pocket or packing it in a suitcase. The power button is also the sleep timer. We'll talk about that later. The AM/FM button, which is right under the power button, switches or turns on the weather alert. Again, we'll talk about this later. The radio takes 2 AA batteries. If you lay the radio now on its front with the antenna toward you, on the back of the radio toward the right, you'll feel a little plastic door that you push away from the radio and it snaps off. And this is where you put the 2 batteries in the normal way with the spring, the minus or flat side of the battery, and the other side, the positive or little point on the battery. There's a little ribbon which goes under the batteries. You want to be sure that this ribbon is under one of the batteries because this makes it much easier when you pull the batteries out. You want to be sure also that the ribbon is not stuck between the 2 batteries because that will insulate the current flow and you won't get any power. 2 other buttons on the right toward the bottom are scan up and scan down. These buttons work like scan buttons on most radios. If you just tap the up button, you'll go up by 1 channel, which is 10 kilohertz on AM, or 9 if you've changed it, 100 kilohertz on FM, and 5 kilohertz on shortwave. And if you press the down button, you'll go down by 1 channel. If you hold the scan button instead of just tapping it, the radio will go to the next strong station. Note, when you scan, you may miss a weak station that you could hear if you were just going up channel by channel. You could consider this chapter 1 of the tutorial. Right now you have enough information, especially if you're a little bit familiar with this kind of radio, to start experimenting and see how many stations you can get. You'll remember that right below the power button is a button that toggles between AM and FM. On FM, you'll want to extend the antenna. Caution, as the top section of the antenna is very slender. Don't bend it. On AM or medium wave, you don't need to pull up the antenna. There's a built-in AM antenna, but you want to rotate the antenna for best reception. Note, if you're inside a large building, you may not get very much reception on AM. FM does seem to do better. So be sure you're on either AM or FM. Press the frequency button, which is the one just to the right of the three, and enter a frequency. If you want to be on FM, correction, AM, it'll be three or four digits. If you want to tune a station at 650, you press the frequency button and enter 650, and the radio will go there. If you want to enter a four-digit frequency, such as 1230, press the power button and do 1230. Correction, press frequency button. If you make a mistake, just pause for a second and enter the frequency again. The same situation applies on FM. If you want a three-digit FM frequency, like 89.3, you press the frequency button and enter 893, and the radio will go there. There is no decimal point. If you want a four-digit frequency, such as 102.5, you press the frequency button and enter 1025, and the radio will go there. If for some reason you enter frequencies and nothing seems to happen, maybe you have accidentally pressed the wrong button. For example, instead of entering 650, maybe you entered 350, and 350 is not a frequency within the range of the AM band of this radio. Likewise, if you went to enter 89.3 and you made a mistake and entered 693, nothing will happen because 69.3 is not a frequency within the range of the FM band. We recommend that you enter several frequencies on AM and FM until you get the feel of what your radio can do. You also can tap the up and down scan buttons, or you can hold the scan button and see where the radio goes. There is a tuning knob on the side of the radio which does exactly the same thing as the scan buttons do. It will move you up and down by one channel, except you can also press in on the tuning button. Then it will move you up and down in much slower increments. That may be useful if you're trying to snuggle up to a station that is weak and there's an interfering station right next to it. For example, I have a local station on 1230. Normally the station in Tennessee on 1240 would not be receivable because the 1230 station kind of blasts it out. If I press the tuning knob in for a second, I can now tune up by 1 kilohertz instead of 10 kilohertz. So maybe I can tune my radio to 1242. And by doing that, I may be able to hear that 1240 station a little better than I could simply going to 1240. On the right-hand edge of the radio is also a volume control. On the left-hand edge of the radio is a stereo headphone jack. It feeds a stereo handset even when you're on AM in shortwave where there is no actual stereo. Below that is a port to charge the radio if you're using NIMH batteries. Contact C-Crane if you wish to purchase the charger and some nickel metal hydride batteries. Repeating this caution, do not try to charge ordinary alkaline batteries. It can cause the batteries to rupture and battery liquid can get into the battery compartment of your radio. And the worst case scenario, this can ruin your radio. Now we're going to talk about memories or presets. A lot of you will remember the older AM-only car radios, and they usually had 5 push buttons that would mechanically move the variable capacitor inside the radio. And you could feel how far it moved. If you had one push button set on, say, 550, and another one set on 1520, you could feel it move the variable capacitor almost all the way across the AM band. If you had 2 push buttons set together, let's say 930 and 1010, you wouldn't feel as much movement. This was all mechanical. Well, the SkyWave radio SSB, like most modern radios now, sets its memories electronically. You have a total of 40 memories times 10, and we'll discuss that in a moment. Let's just talk about AM and FM for the moment. Let's say your favorite NPR station is on 89.3. That's where mine happens to be. I press frequency and then 893. And if I'm on FM, you know how to get to FM, it goes there. Now I want to be able to come to that station instantly. So I press and hold the number 1 for 2 seconds. And now it's set there. Now I've got a country music station on 102.1, and I want that to be in memory also. I press frequency 1021, and there's my station. Let's say I want that in memory too. I press and hold the number 2 for 2 seconds, and it's there. Now I want to test this. I press button number 1 without any other button presses. And I should be on my 89.3 station. I press button number 2, and I should be on my 102.1 station. You have up to 10 memories, that is 1 through 0, all dedicated to FM. Now I press the button that toggles between AM and FM, and I'm on AM. Well, I've got a local AM station on 770. And I've got one on 890, and I've got one on 1230. I do the very same thing, frequency 770. There I am, I press and hold memory button 1. And the same thing to put 890 in memory button 2, and 1230 in memory button 3. Below the frequency button is a button called page. It's right next to the 6. You have 10 pages on AM, 10 pages on FM, 10 pages on shortwave, and 10 pages on the aircraft band. All we've been doing so far is on page 1. Let's say I fill up my 10 memories on page 1 on FM, and I want some more memories, so I'm going to go to page 2. I press the page button, and then I press the number 2. That's all I do. And now I'm on page 2, and I can set 10 more memories on page 2. Again, these are all on FM. If I go to AM or medium wave, I can do the same thing. And if I go to short wave or aircraft, I can do the same thing. When we talk about short wave, we'll talk about bandwidth and single sideband. What I'll say now is that these modes of reception are automatically saved when you set a memory. Likewise, on FM, stereo or mono is saved, and when you go to that memory, it plays in stereo or in mono, however you set it. And just a little reminder to you that the button under the 9, that button that would be the pound button on your telephone, switches between mono and stereo if you're on FM and listening with headphones. And if you're listening to a rather weak station, you want to stay in mono for better reception. Mono versus stereo is also saved under the memory for that particular station. Now it's time to talk about the extra bands on this radio. NOAA Weather Radio, Domestic Airlines, and Shortwave. And we'll spend most of the time talking about shortwave because there's more to be said, so I'm saving that until the end. For several years now, almost all areas have had at least one NOAA Weather Radio station. These stations operate between the frequencies of 162.400 and 162.550 megahertz. There are seven channels spaced 25 kilohertz apart. My local weather channel is on 162.400, which is channel 1. In the beginning, there were live announcers who would record the weather, and I guess it was saved on some kind of recording device and replayed. Each forecast lasts maybe about 5 minutes, and it was replayed for a whole hour, and then you get a new forecast, and sometimes you'd recognize a new voice. But now they're all digitally synthesized voices, and in fact, the voices are very good. This is what my local NOAA Weather Radio station sounds like.
You're listening to the voice of the National Weather Service on NOAA Weather Radio Station KIH-20. This broadcast originates from the National Weather Service office in Huntsville and is transmitted on a frequency of 162.400. Regional weather conditions at noon.
That recording was made with the antenna all the way down because we have a strong local signal on that channel. I put the antenna up and kind of moved it around as I searched through the other channels, and you can count how many of them have signals. Your situation, of course, may vary.
Highs in the upper 50s at noon. At Cullman Regional Airport, rain was falling. Now here is the hazardous weather outlook for North Alabama and portions of sea. A slight chance of rain in the evening. Near steady temperature in the mid-40s. Highs around 60. South likely. Highs around 60. Chance of rain 70%.
The aircraft band runs from 11A to 137 megahertz. In other words, just a little bit above the FM broadcast band, which is 88 to 108. Unlike most public services, ham radio communications, and so forth, in what's called the VHF band, aircraft communication is in the AM modulation mode, not FM. You don't have to worry about it. The radio takes care of it, and the reasons for that has to do with history of when this service was established. This is a band on which you may think you're not getting anything at all, especially if you're not close to a large and busy airport. On this band, there is communications between aircraft in the air and ground stations, also sometimes aircraft on the ground when they're waiting to be given permission to take off or when they're being told where to go once they've landed. The transmissions from the ground stations are rather weak unless you're very, very near the airport because the antenna is oriented such for most of the signal to go in the air because that, of course, is where the airplanes are. The signals from the planes themselves can be really strong. Think of an airplane as a 10 or 20,000 feet high antenna. Also, the transmissions tend to be very, very short. Sometimes you're lucky if you get 5 seconds of talking. You can find out what frequencies are used in your local area. There are various websites, and I think Sea Crane may sell some books which can help you with this. One of the most active frequencies in my area is 118.050. That is for takeoff and clearance delivery. The only way I was able to capture these transmissions for you is to run a tape for 45 minutes with the radio sitting on this frequency, and then I went through the tape and captured whatever I could.
070 heading 1-2-47. Look at 1-2-47. Alright, 3000 still established, and 150 has cleared for the ILS 18 right, 1-2-47. One tower, good day, 1-2-47.
On course, right down, Charlie Tango.
120.8, 844, 402.
If you're interested in aircraft traffic, you may want to find out what frequencies are most active in your area and just leave your radio sitting on a frequency and listen to the traffic as it comes through. In this case, you might find the hiss that the radio makes when there's no transmission to be a little bit annoying. The radio has a squelch feature. Only on the aircraft band, press and hold the tuning knob on the right-hand side. Then rotate this knob until the hiss goes away and tap it once to get out of squelch set mode. Note, if the signals you're receiving are rather weak, you're better off not to set the squelch. Another note, you will discover that tapping the tuning knob like this on other bands gives you fine tuning in smaller steps, a topic we will discuss more when we come to shortwave. And indeed, it's time to talk about shortwave. And that may be the main reason some of you bought this radio. This discussion may be old hat for some of you, but there may be those of you for whom this is your first shortwave receiver, and we're certainly going to try to give you information to help you enjoy it. First of all, the button to the left of the number 1 is what I have already called extra bands. It toggles between weather radio, shortwave, and aircraft. You can tell that you're on weather radio even if you're not on a weather station because the hiss from the radio is much louder. If you're on the weather band, press the extra band button once and you'll be on shortwave. Extend the antenna. Indeed, if you're inside a big building, you may not get anything, even with the antenna extended, and we'll talk about antennas in a moment. One of the big differences in shortwave is that the same station is not always on the same frequency all the time. For FM and most AM stations, you're used to punching in the frequency no matter when you want to hear it, and their station is there. It's not that way for shortwave. Shortwave frequencies begin approximately 2,000 kilohertz, otherwise known as 2 megahertz. The specifications of this radio say from 1711 to 29999. And in general, the higher numbers give better reception during the day, the lower numbers give better reception at night. Because some frequencies work better in the daytime, and some frequencies work better at night. Every service and every station and everybody who uses shortwave want a few frequencies lower and a few frequencies higher. That's why stuff is scattered around and not located in one place. In general, you tune frequencies on shortwave the same way you've already learned to tune them on AM or FM. One of my favorite shortwave stations is called WBCQ, and one of the frequencies they use is 7490. You press frequency and 7490, and the radio goes there. Keep in mind that there may not be a signal, as a shortwave station won't be using the same frequency all day long. Those of you who are a little bit used to tuning radios may have discovered a little glitch or anomaly. What if I want to tune this frequency? 1860. That is a frequency in the 160 meter ham band, which has sort of a net going on Saturday nights. Do I press power, correction, do I press frequency and 1860? No, the radio is waiting for another zero, 18600, because that's a frequency within its tuning range. There's a national time station on 2500. But the radio is expecting 25000. So any frequency between 1711, which is the start of the shortwave range, and 3000, you have to do an extra step to get to that frequency, and that is you press the frequency button one more time. So if I want 1860, I press frequency, 1860, frequency again. If I want 2500, I press frequency, 2500, frequency again. Sea Crane has supplied what is sometimes called a clothesline or rollout antenna on a plastic wind-up reel. There's a little clip on this antenna which you can attach to the telescoping antenna of your radio and stretch this antenna out. In general, the more it can be stretched out and the more of it is outdoors, the better reception will be. However, this antenna is not intended as a permanently installed outdoor antenna. For that kind of thing, you're going to want to install antennas that are stronger and firmer. This is just a temporary or portable antenna. A Sea Crane has plenty of literature available about shortwave antennas. Some people like to listen to ham radio operators and international aircraft weather forecasts and other things. These services are usually found in a method or a mode called single sideband. Again, a thorough discussion of single sideband can be found in books from American Radio Relay League and Sea Crane. But basically, when you're listening in your normal mode, if you hear a station that sort of sounds like, you're probably on a sideband station. If that is the case, press the button to the left of the number 4. And you will be on single sideband. Press it again and you'll be back on normal or AM mode. Any kind of transmitter that uses single sideband can theoretically have two sidebands called upper and lower. But this would be very inefficient, and the whole point of single sideband is to save power on the transmitter. Hint: amateur radio stations in the 160, 80, and 40 meter bands, that is 1800 to 2000, 3700 to 4000, and 7000 to 7200, use lower sideband. All other amateur radio stations plus other services use upper sideband. We already told you the button to the left of the 4 toggles between sideband and AM, AM being the normal mode of reception. The button to the left of the 7 toggles between lower and upper sideband. If you're looking at the screen, it will indicate USB or LSB, upper and lower sideband. If you're not looking at the screen, well, if you're on the wrong sideband, you won't hear anything. If you're on the right sideband, you will hear something. However, the voice that you hear, and usually there's no single sideband music, just voices, may sound too high-pitched or too low-pitched. Fine-tuning is very important on single sideband. The bottom button on the row of buttons on the left, the bottom button is fine-tuning for single sideband. Once you are on your single sideband station and you've figured out whether you ought to be on upper or lower sideband, press this button, then turn the tuning knob very, very slowly. The voice will either get higher or lower, and at some point it will sound more or less normal. Regular shortwave broadcast stations usually use AM. Years ago, you had the BBC, Voice of America, Radio Canada. These stations don't use shortwave anymore. But you have lots and lots of stations, especially in the United States, with call letters like WWCR, WRMI, WEWN, WTWW, KVOH. All of these stations have different kinds of programs, mostly in English, but some in Spanish and some in a few other languages. WBCQ is another one. And a lot of these stations have religious programming, but they have other kinds of programs too. Almost all of these stations have web pages which will show you their schedule and help you find the frequency at a given time for your area. When you're listening to shortwave stations, you may hear the term meter band, the 41 meter band, the 31 meter band, the 25 meter band. These numbers at first glance seem to have no relationship at all to the frequencies, such as 7490, 9495, 11780. There is a formula to convert meters to kilohertz, but we won't go into that here. Meter bands were a very common way to describe the shortwave spectrum a few years ago. Today, they're not used so much, but the SkyWave radio SSB still can divide its spectrum into meter bands if you want to do that. There is a table in the manual which tells you about meter bands, but some stations don't bother about this anymore. For example, the table tells you that the 41 meter band goes up to 7450. But in fact, there are stations on 7490, even frequencies like 7570. So the whole idea of meter bands, if you're used to it, go ahead and experiment with it. Otherwise, don't waste your time. Here are a few of the most common meter bands, if you like that concept. The 49 meter band from 5730 to 6200. The 41 meter band from 7100 to 7450. We already told you many stations go beyond that. The 31 meter band, 9250 to 9900. Again, frequencies like 9955 and 9970 are used outside of the 31 meter band. The 25 meter band from 11500 to 12100. Even though, as we told you, a lot of stations today don't really use the concept of meter bands, there's one way in which this can help you to discover what's available in a certain tuning range on shortwave. Press the button which is under the 9, then enter 31 for the 31 meter band. Now you'll be at the lowest segment of the 31 meter band, unless you were already on the band before, in which case you'll go to the frequency that you were previously on. Now start scanning up the band with the scan button. Remember, the up and down scan buttons are located on the lower right hand side of the radio, on the face of the radio. Hold the button and the radio will scan and stop at the first station it finds, or scan up by manually 5 kilohertz at a time and see what stations you can find in the 31 meter band. setting the time. Even though you can't see the screen, your friend might help you set the time, but your friend might say, I don't know how to do it, I'll just read the display for you. With the radio off, press and hold the third button on the left-hand column. In other words, the one that's upper and lower sideband. The hours are flashing. Turn the tuning knob or use the up-down scan to set the hour. Press the time set button again. Use the tuning knob or the up-down scan to set the minutes. Press the time set button again to complete the process, kind of like pressing enter on the computer. You set the alarm the same way by pressing and holding the fourth button in that column. That's the button that toggles you between fine-tuning on single sideband and not fine-tuning. There are a few of the regular number buttons that have other functions. Usually these are done with the radio off. The number 5 on the frequency buttons, that is the digits, and the number 5 has a little extra dot you can feel. When the radio's off, that will hold it and it will change between the alarm being the sound of the radio and the alarm being the sound of a beep. The 0 toggles between 9 kilohertz and 10 kilohertz. If you take the radio to Europe or Africa or Australia, you may want to go to 9 kilohertz. This also gives you the Japanese FM band, which is from 76 to 108 megahertz instead of 88.7 to 108. If you still live anywhere in North America that has analog television, you could pick up the sound of channels 5 and channel 6 on this expanded band. However, since most North American and now even Mexico television is going digital, this won't give you anything anymore. The button under the 7, if you're on shortwave or AM, it changes what's called the bandwidth. The wider the bandwidth, the more treble you get, the more clarity you get in your sound. However, if you are listening to a weak station, you may want to narrow the bandwidth. That may help to get rid of the interference from the station right next to you, but it makes the sound a little more muffled. This button also can be used to charge NIMH batteries, and you can buy a charger and those batteries from C-Crane. The button under the 9 will take you to meter bands on shortwave. You press that button, and then you enter 3-1 or 4-1 or 2-5 if you want those meter bands. Also, if you're listening on FM, it'll change between stereo and mono if you're listening with headphones. And if your station is a little weak, the signal will be a little clearer in mono. In the column of 4 buttons to the right of the number 3, you've already used the first button, frequency. You have to use that one all the time. We've talked about the page button where you can set 10 different pages, each one having 10 memories. And that button will also change the tone. Again, you'll notice that more when using headphones. It'll make the tone a little more musical or a little more just good for hearing voice. Your own ears and your own experience are the best guide. The next button turns a light on. If you're running on batteries, the light comes on for 20 seconds and goes off. If you're using the power supply, the light will stay on. It's also got something called automatic tuning system. This could be particularly useful to you on AM or FM if you go to a new city and you don't have time to explore around to find out what stations are available. Put the radio on FM or AM, whichever interests you, and hold the ATS button for a couple of seconds. And then the radio will go through and find 10 stations and put each one into a memory. Of course, it will take away any stations you already had in memory. Then all you have to do is tap these numeric buttons and you'll get a station. You may not know what the station is, but at least you'll get it. And if the automatic tuning finds more than 10 stations, it'll go on to page 2 and page 3 if you're lucky enough to have that many local stations. You already know that to turn the radio on or off, you tap the power button in the very upper right-hand corner of the radio. If you hold the power button, the radio will come on, and then time segments will flash on the display. This is called a sleep timer. So you can have anywhere from an hour and a half to 15 or 30 minutes, and the radio will switch off. If you're listening to the radio and it turns off in the middle of what you're listening to, there could be two problems. First of all, press the off button and then press it again for on. That disables the sleep timer. If your radio still turns off, that's a sign that you've got weak batteries. In the analog radios, you would know your batteries were weak because the sound would be distorted. In these digitally tuned radios, the radio seems to play normally. It just keeps switching off. That tells you to change the batteries. The button that switches between AM and FM is also weather alert. When you press and hold this button with the radio off, the weather alert comes on for 4, 8, or 16 hours. And if your local NOAA weather radio station sends out an alert during that time, your radio will beep. Note, if you turn the weather alert on, you are still using batteries if you have batteries in the radio, even if you think the radio is turned off. If you don't like your radio to beep when you do things, with the power off, hold the button number 3, that is the digits 1 through 0, and the radio won't beep anymore. Normally, when you're listening to the radio, the display will show frequency, and when the radio is off, it'll show time. If you want the display to show time when you're listening to the radio, press and hold memory button 4, and it'll flip to the time. You can reset everything. With the power off, press and hold buttons 4 and 6 at the same time, and you will hear 4 beeps. Everything you've set in the memories will be gone. This is the only function on this radio where you press 2 buttons at the same time. If the radio really seems to be messed up, and you've checked your batteries and gone through the tutorial, you'll find a little tiny pinhole on the bottom edge of the radio. Insert something such as a hairpin or a braille writing stylus, and very gently press and hold that button, and it will reset the radio completely. And again, everything you've set up will be gone, and all the settings will be back to the default. This is the end of the tutorial on the Sea Crane SkyWave SSB radio. We could say more on these topics, especially things like antennas and single sideband and the quirks of shortwave radio reception, but that would make this tutorial twice as long. So we leave it to you to explore your radio and learn more about it. Tim Hendel and the Sea Crane Company thank you for purchasing the Sea Crane SkyWave SSB radio. We hope you found this tutorial helpful, and we hope you have many years of enjoying this fun little radio.